Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The last time Donald Trump was in the state of Michigan, this happened. I'm sure you remember this. This is Donald Trump being called a pedophile protector by a union worker, by a working class American, and then proceeding to flip that person off after saying, F you, you see here, F you, F you, and then flipping that person off. And obviously at the time, you could tell Donald Trump, he knew what was coming. He was very anxious about it. The Epstein Files, Donald Trump obviously best friends with Epstein. We have learned so much since this moment, and we're still pushing, obviously, for justice, for information from this administration. The DOJ is still actively breaking the law, and we're pushing for an Epstein Files Transparency Act 2 now to pass through Congress. But the thing is, Donald Trump was in Michigan again today, and the same thing happened. We've got to break down this clip, but also just this entire speech, because this guy, complete disaster, full cognitive decline. He's such a bizarre individual when he's going through this clear and obvious cognitive decline. You know, he's obviously a raging narcissist. He only cares about himself, the outward corruption. He's like slurring his words. We've seen him nod off, like fall asleep in public and fall asleep in the Oval Office. But he's also just so strange. Just such a weird guy. So let's break all this down. Before we do, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. But currently, I'm actually filling in for Adam Mockler because he's on vacation. And the Mockler Media channel, the Adam Mockler channel, doesn't stop. Doesn't stop even if Adam Mockler, for the first time really ever, I mean, the kid literally works nonstop. So for the first time since I've known him in the last few years, he was like, I'm going to take a vacation. He's still posting, as you probably can see, but he's like, I'm just going to wind down instead of working from, you know, 7 a.m. to like 10 p.m. like he does every day. He's like, I'm just going to work from 7 to noon. That's my vacation. I'm like, all right, well, I'll step in and do a few extra videos for you. So if you appreciate that, we're ever growing on this channel. And no matter what, no matter vacation, sick, holiday, we are always here. If you appreciate that, make sure you hit subscribe and like. All right, let's take a look at this first clip, because I'm telling you, the exact same thing happened again. Take a listen.
It's causing tremendous problems for your jobs. But now all of that is changing because I placed historic tariffs on foreign producers and manufacturers, including a 25% tariff on foreign automobiles, something that no other president had the courage to ever do. He's a communist. Thank you. He's a communist. We're running against communists. Now, this is great.
I mean, look, I'm 24 years old, born in 2002. I remember being in high school and learning about, like, the Red Scare. This is where we're at with this administration. Anything, just label everything communism. If you believe that Donald Trump is a pedophile protector, you're a communist. Well, all right. I guess that makes most of us, right? This administration is so unpopular and just falling apart. And now you have people coming to his rallies in these swing states and calling him a pedophile protector. Also want to point out, this is from my friend Aaron Parnas. When's the last time you heard Donald Trump talk about the reflecting pool? The reflecting pool is flapping in the wind today. This is from three days ago as I record this. But like, this was supposed to be so beautiful and amazing and finished by now, and it's just kind of falling apart. I just wanted to point that out, because literally as I was setting this up, as I was listening, to Donald Trump speaking, I was like, when's the last time he mentioned the reflecting pool? All right, we go to the next clip. Take a listen.
Here's you watch companies move production from America down to Mexico. Mexico. I love the way there's a very nice president of Mexico. You know that. She's very nice, and she speaks beautifully, and she calls it Mexico.
This is a, again, bizarre human being who is going through clear and obvious, again, cognitive decline that combines with his narcissism, his racism, his hatefulness, his bigotry. But, like, I think he does stuff like this, and he does stuff like this more often now, to cover for the cognitive decline. He tried to sing Mexico, and he, as we've seen him so often, be more likely to kind of slur his words. So he couldn't really pronounce it. So he's kind of like, Mejio, like that. And then he tries to cover it up by, you know, claiming it's some joke or making fun, I guess, of how the president of Mexico pronounces her, you know, the country that she leads. This is from a bit ago. And again, just so many clips of Donald Trump that drive me nuts because I say in my head, if this was a Democrat, Fox News would be losing their effing mind. And it feels like nobody talks about this stuff. Nobody. It's absolutely bizarre. Now, before we go to the next clip, let's back up a bit here. You all know Ben Mycelis of Midas Touch. This is from a while ago, Donald Trump arriving to his to trial for the New York criminal case. We have heard stuff about Donald Trump cognitively declining, Donald Trump, you know, not being well mentally or physically for a while. And as I was, again, listening to his speech, I thought of this clip from Ben Mycelis from a while ago. That's kind of funny, but also not funny at the same time. Take a listen.
According to the court proceedings as well, Maggie Haberman reports that Donald Trump continued to fall asleep during the proceedings as well. And, you know, what I'm hearing from my sources as well is that, you know, and I'm hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom and that it's very stinky around him. It's a putrid odor in the courtroom and that Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and the smell. And I'm not just saying that to be like, oh, funny. I'm actually, you know, we have good sources there. And I'm hearing it from actual credible people that as he's kind of falling asleep, he is actually passing gas. And that his lawyers are really struggling with the smell.
Now, look, you can, like Ben Mycelis said, you could take it with, you know, however you wish, that reporting. But, you know, originally here from Maggie Huberman here, Trump appears to have fallen asleep in court again. Like, this is from so long ago that we're hearing about Donald Trump kind of nodding off in the media, except for this great individual, ignoring it and largely just acting like it's not happening while paying so much attention to Joe Biden. And now we have a guy who's in office who arguably is in significantly worse shape, I think, than Joe Biden ever was. We go to the next clip.
I'm a little bit upset because in 2.5 years, you may have a different president. And that president will be saying how great the economy is doing. Look at all the jobs that he produced.
You may have a different president. You can let me know what you think of that one in the comments down below. See, now I have to go to Donald Trump in Georgia the other day. This was Donald Trump at Wheeler High School. Now, this kind of hits home for me because I spent a lot of my time, well, I grew up in Georgia. I grew up in Atlanta. And then, you know, in high school and going toward college, I spent so much of my time in North Georgia. So I was pretty close to Wheeler High School. I passed Wheeler High School all the time driving around. And I want to play just a couple of bits of this speech that Donald Trump gave at Wheeler. He was so not well when he traveled to Georgia just the other day. Look at just, first of all, how sweaty he is in this. He's like sweating so much. His eyes are so swollen. And he spent a lot of this speech slurring his words quite a bit. Take a listen.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. It's a special place, and I am here to announce my candidacy. I'm only kidding. Now, boy, I tell you what a group. We have thousands of people outside in murder. We had transgender for everybody. Men and women sports came ravaging through our cities. And the whole world was laughing at us. We were a joke all over the world, but not anymore. They're not laughing. We don't need anything. We don't need the Hormuz Strait, but we do it because we have to do it, because we cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon.
I mean, I only showed you 51 seconds. This entire kind of blooper reel is 4 minutes and 23 seconds. The Hormuz Strait is what he said, but he slurred it so quickly. You could hear, like, kind of struggling at the very beginning. I'm here to announce my candidacy. And he's, like, sweating so much. This was Donald Trump earlier on Air Force One. Costs are going down rapidly. Don't forget, I haven't been here very long. I inherited the worst inflation in history from Joe Biden. Again, Donald Trump is 40% of the way through his term, still mentioning Joe Biden, still mentioning his predecessor. And again, earlier last month, reported that he saw 22 medical specialists, 22. When is the last time you went to the doctor and saw 22 medical specialists? Saw about a dozen specialists for prior checkups per past statements. The White House has declined to identify which physicians addressed him. Again, this is from the Washington Post. For George H.W. Bush's first medical checkup as president in 1989, he was seen by five specialists, the White House said at the time. George W. Bush was seen by 12 in his first checkup, White House officials said a dozen years later. Donald Trump appears to have set a new bar. 22 medical specialists assessed him as a part of his latest checkup. The figure is nearly double the number of specialists who assessed Trump for his past medical checkups as a president, according to a review of publicly available statements by Trump's doctors. And again, that is now four visits to Walter Reed in roughly 19 months, 18 or 19 months, which, like, multiple of these he's called annual physicals, which, see if I'm doing my math correctly, four annual physicals in 19 months. I don't think the math adds up there, but somebody can correct me in the comments down below if I'm wrong about this. I mean, the guy is just losing his effing mind, and he is destroying, really taking down the entire country with him. And I think, and if you made it this far, let me know in the comments down below. I have a question for you because I've been thinking a lot about this. It concerns me that being so unpopular, and clearly with Donald Trump in some amount of cognitive decline, you know, he's obviously a raging narcissist, like I've said multiple times in this video. It really can't be said enough. But going toward the midterms, he's so unpopular, inflation is raging, the war in Iran continues, and the White House really isn't trying very hard to convince anybody to vote for them. Like, he's going on this stage in Michigan, and he's not really trying. He's just kind of throwing shit out there. What do they have planned for the midterms is my question. Like, what is in Donald Trump's back pocket to try to interfere with the midterms? We've already seen that conversation ramp up. I'm getting more and more concerned as we get to this stage. But it's also possible that he really is just in such rough shape and is so isolated and so next to so many people who are so loyal to him, they're not actually telling him what's going on. Maybe they are in some reality where they think things are going well. I don't know. Let me know what you think. I appreciate making it this far. Hit like, hit subscribe, share the video out with a friend or family member. It means the world. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Right now, I'm doing two a day for a bit while Adam's on vacation. So like I said, make sure you are subscribed. Check out my YouTube channel down below, and I will see you in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.